anything you would like, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can take control of the website by submitting different content to it. Whatever it is you think is interesting that you would like to share with our listeners and the host of the show. But if you think we're going to enjoy it and maybe talk about it on the air, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It could be a YouTube video. It could be news. It could be a blog post. Again, whatever you like online that you think others might like, too, because you have to rely on others to make it happen for you. You submit it, and then others vote on it. And they'll vote it up or vote it down. You also get to vote up and down on the different items on the site, and the most important place to do that is on the upcoming stories page. That's where everything goes first when it's first submitted. It'll then sit there and wait until it receives a certain number of votes, or if it never does receive those number of votes, it just stays on the upcoming stories page and kind of gets shuffled off into the darkness of the internet. But if it gets enough votes, it'll make it to the front page of our website so more people see it, and we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. So on Hootsuite, which is our way that I use to send messages out to Facebook and Twitter, I did ask the question, as promised last hour, about the tattoos. Got a bad tattoo story or picture? You can post your link to it there. One guy says, Matthew LaRue says, yeah, don't get a full chest tattoo thinking you'll never turn 40. I get the feeling that he's talking about himself there, but I'm not too clear on that. According to Mike McManus, any tattoo is a bad story. They devalue you to almost zero sexually. What is that supposed to mean?
I have no clue, and I totally disagree with that.
You have a tattoo?
I have five.
Five of them, okay.
Two on forearms that are visible.
You have the silver circle tattoo.
Yes.
And then, was that an anarchy symbol? Oh, no, it's like a heart with an anarchy symbol.
Yeah.
Okay.
To show, you know, peaceful, loving anarchist.
Got it. And then there's three more, and I don't know where those are.
One here, two here.
When you say here, you are patting on your upper arm.
Yes.
Got it. So Mike says that they devalue you to almost zero sexually. I didn't know that getting a tattoo, and I don't have tattoos, I didn't know getting a tattoo affects your sex drive.
It doesn't. There are some people that don't find them attractive.
There is that. I'm not a huge fan of them necessarily, but, you know, to each his own, to say that some people think they're more attractive when people have tattoos.
Yeah.
He says, silly anthropology has noticed that cross-culturally through history, tattoo equals scar equals disease / injury equals next. Some people will do whatever TV and marketing tell them to, though. Clear skin equals health to humans. Primal, he says. You can't override it except with junk cultural programming. Sounds really bitter towards tattoos. Like, I don't, personally, it's not for me. I'd have to really feel, like, if I tried to think about what I would want to put on my body that would be there for the rest of my life, I mean, absent some kind of cover-up situation,
right?
I wouldn't really be able to come up with anything, because I know how much I've changed in just the last 5 years of my life,
right.
Let alone the last decade of my life. And I expect changes are going to continue to happen, so I'm not sure, like, yeah, okay, peace. I'm cool with peace, but will I want the symbol that I choose for peace today versus a different symbol for peace in another 20 years? So,
well, the peace symbol is the peace symbol.
There's also a dove. I mean, there are other symbols that I think could stand in for peace, and I don't feel strongly enough about one symbol to where I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to have on my body for the rest of my life. But if that's what you're into, then by all means, I think that's cool.
And that's one of the main differences between, and I know it's cliche and bumper sticker-esque, but one of the main differences between people with tattoos and people without is that nobody with a tattoo cares if you don't have any. Like, there's not going to be anybody, oh, you don't have a tattoo, then, you know, screw you.
I suppose there could be some kind
there
of a...
There could be.
There could be, like, some kind of club that you can't get into unless you're badass looking enough or something like that.
But for the most part, you know, people with tattoos aren't going to judge somebody because they don't have one and say, oh, well, this guy obviously is a lesser human.
Yeah, it doesn't tend to go in that direction. You're right. Maybe there are some people that are like
there might be like biker gangs, yeah. But for the most
for the most part. So there's that story. So there's the tattoos we talked about in the last hour. Also, the comptroller in Dixon, Illinois, sentenced 19 and a half years in prison, federal prison, for embezzling $53 million from the city's coffers over a 22-year period. And so when I posted that one to Facebook, someone responded with another related story, and I thought it was so ridiculous sounding, we should talk about it.
Okay.
The story is out of San Diego, where the ex-mayor, and this is also fresh news, it just hit the news yesterday. The story is from NBCBayArea.com. The mayor of San Diego, the ex-mayor, has been charged with embezzling millions of dollars. Former San Diego Mayor Maureen O'Connor, widow of Jack in the Box founder Robert O. Peterson, squandered away her fortune on a video poker habit, according to her personal attorney. The revelation was made Thursday outside a federal courthouse in San Diego, where O'Connor faces one charge of stealing millions from a charity set up by her late husband. The former mayor's eyes filled with tears as she answered questions haltingly as she pleaded not guilty to an embezzlement charge. According to her attorney, O'Connor has had severe health problems for years, including a brain tumor, which he blamed for her gambling habit. 66-year-old, whose estate was at one time worth $40 to $50 million on paper, spent every last dime she had gambling, according to her attorney. I'm sure the attorney's doing all right, too, as far as his paper.
Of course.
Iredale, this is Eugene Iredale is the attorney's name, said his client won and lost more than $1 billion in gambling winnings. Sounds like she lost most of it, over a nine-year period playing video poker in Vegas, Atlantic City, and San Diego. Her name, Maureen O'Connor. They allege that between September 2008 and March 2009, O'Connor took more than $2 million from the foundation. Iredale says a sum of money which she intended to repay, but was unable to.
Everybody intends to repay.
Every gambling addict, yeah, certainly intends to repay, or anybody that takes a loan supposedly intends that. The money was earmarked for charitable purposes, but was used for other purposes, he said. Prosecutors alleged O'Connor deprived the foundation of its remaining assets and left it completely bankrupt. So, the guy who founded Jack in the Box, now, I've never eaten at one of these places, but they're apparently very big fast food joints out west.
Yeah.
And the guy who founded Jack in the Box was her, you know, that's her dead husband. He put however much time and effort and money into creating this company that has satisfied many millions of individuals and earned $40, $50 million from all of his business. She flushed it all down the drain. And when she was through with that, she then raided the account on his charity that he founded. And
that's
now they're
sad.
Saying, and now they're saying that she shouldn't be found guilty because she's got a brain tumor.
Temporary insanity.
Prosecutors allege that she bankrupted this charity. O'Connor's entrance into the courthouse was unsteady. Using a cane and answering haltingly, O'Connor appeared as a hollow shell of what she once was. She pleaded not guilty and was put on supervised pretrial status. Her medical condition is such that she will not be booked immediately because she's under medical care of a physician. She will be booked on Friday. That was today. She faces two years, that's how it's written, of deferred prosecution. Maybe it's 2 years to something, 2 years to something years. O'Connor.
Maybe it's 22 years.
I don't know. Two years. Well, she only took $2 million, unlike the other lady who took 50 something million. The other $50 million this lady blew was hers to blow. It was her husband who handed that money over to her. O'Connor served as San Diego's mayor from 1986 to 1992 and was married to the Jack in the Box founder until his death in 1994. Her medical condition here, let's see. So, we'll tell you more about this here in moments. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you believe the story, this claim that, it's her tumor is why she had a gambling habit? 855-453, you bring up what you want. Also, connect to us on Skype at username lrn.fm. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Travel. frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. And there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about tattoos and tumors, apparently. One former mayor of San Diego who's got a bit of a gambling problem, gambling away the $60 million fortune of her ex-husband or dead husband, who was the, I guess, the founder of the Jack in the Box restaurants. Wasn't enough. She then blew away another $2 million out of a charitable foundation that he had created, bankrupting the organization. And now they're saying that, hey, it wasn't her fault. She's got a tumor. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to comment. You can also share with us the ridiculous tattoos that perhaps you got for yourself that you now regret. or maybe you know somebody who has done that. We've got a thread about that on our Facebook and Twitter. And if you are not yet following us on Facebook and Twitter, please take a moment and go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can link over to both Facebook and Twitter, whichever one is your preference, or both of them if you'd like. You can also get signed up for our emailed updates. If you're following us on Facebook and Twitter, though, you're going to get more than just emails about the show, or more than just the news about the show. You'll get updates during the program. We'll post show prep, ask questions. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Brian. He's on the line in Indy, listening on the, or rather, connected to us via the amp lines. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. And I'm calling in cold. I just caught the message on Facebook, so I don't know who else is with you, but it's
Daryl.
Hi to you guys, too. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have several dumb tattoos from my time being in the Marines and after the Marines. One of, I don't regret them because basically the way I look at it is anything that you do in the past helps make you who you are in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're kind of silly, but some of them were done drunken. Actually, most of them were done drunken in the Philippines and in the States. And one of them was I have a lobster on my arm because my last name is Lob. But
right.
When I got it tattooed, I was drunk, and I got a shrimp tattooed on my arm. And I fell asleep and woke up, and one of my buddies was from Maine, and he goes, "Hey, what do you got?" And I go, "Hey, I got my name tattooed on me, and I got a lobster." And he goes, "Where's the claws?" And I'm like, "Oh, crap." So needless to say, we went back the next day and had some claws put on a shrimp. So it is a clawed shrimp lobster now.
I want pictures of that.
Well, I might be up in Pork Fest this year, so if I am, definitely I'll show you. If not, I can take some pictures and send it up to you guys. I have six
That's
tattoos,
awesome.
And I'm going to tell you about four of them, if that tells you my track record.
All right.
another one I got, I was... in my earlier life, like I said, I was a Marine. I was fairly statist, fairly right wing, and I'm not now. But when I was in, I decided it'd be funny because I heard you listening on the radio talking about the peace signs and if you would be, what's the peace sign now versus the peace sign then, and would you regret it? And well, I have a kind of lopsided peace sign on my arm, and it has. I thought it would be funny when I was drunk, and things typically are more funny when they're drunk than when they're sober. I was thinking of kind of the yin-yang type of mindset, so I had the words F off written around my peace sign. So now with my four kids, when we go to the swimming pool, it's kind of interesting to watch the other parents when I walk around with the F off on my bicep as I walk by. And I don't think that way
What's
anymore.
That mean?
It was kind of one of those, I'm a war type guy, blah, 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 macho dude. And it was kind of a dumb thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it tattooed over because it makes me remember my stupid attitude back then. It makes me realize.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's good that if you've got a bad tattoo to try to look at it in as positive a light as possible. I think that's the best way you can do it because regretting it doesn't do you any good.
No, it makes for great, makes for great stories, especially great drunken stories when everybody's sitting around having a drink. They get good laughs off of my expense, but, it's all fun.
All right. That's two. Two more.
Another one, when I was overseas in the Philippines, I have a Jimi Hendrix tattoo, which turned out okay, but then I also like the Doors, so I wanted a Jim Morrison tattoo on my chest, and the guy was doing it, and I didn't think he was doing that great of a job,
mm-hmm.
so I started directing him on how I thought it should look, looking down. Yeah, and needless to say, he was very good at putting what I thought it should be, and I was wrong. Now it looks like a fat girl with large hair turned into a moon kind of thing. So now I'd say it's some kind of Mother Nature tattoo.
Oh, my God. I wasn't sure if this would be good for radio, this topic, but your descriptions are very good.
Thanks. And the last one I got, this was after I was out. I was newly single again in 2000.
How many of the four tattoos you're telling us about were you drunk?
Five of them.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, every one of them was, you know, and you would think I would learn, but, you know.
Alcohol is a powerful drug, and it's hard to keep the lessons you've learned while you're on it.
It is. It is definitely hard to keep those lessons. And, you know, if maybe cannabis was legal, then maybe I wouldn't be having this these stories. But
all right, number four. Go ahead.
All right, the fourth one, I was at the Millennium Bike Week down at Daytona Beach in 2000. And we went to the Iron Horse Saloon, which is kind of like a dirt floor type. You know, it's a really cool, like a fort-looking bar. And I don't know why I was there. I was down there with some people, and I don't ride a motorcycle or anything, but I was down there, and we decided to get a tattoo there. And I thought it would be funny to get, I'm going to see if I can make it friendly for radio.
Okay.
I have it's below my knee, and it is a rooster, you know, and it is in a hang noose hanging below my knee. So there's another name for a rooster. It begins with a C and ends with a K.
Okay.
And it was kind of a joke tattoo to have the, I don't think I could say that name, but the rooster hanging below my knee,
yep.
So to say. And I have actually won the money back that I got for that tattoo by silly bar bets. So that one I don't regret at all. I mean, it's kind of silly, but I would go into bars and certain women, you would walk up to them and say, you know, that you'd have it start a conversation. You'd say, hey, you know, I have a blank, you know, that hangs below my knee.
And they would call
me full of crap. Yeah. Oh, you're full of crap. And I'm like, no,
here it
is. Prove it.
Yeah. And so you can win some bar bets with that.
How do you prove it? And I said,
yes.
Well, I can whip it out here in the bar. And you would do that. And I said, absolutely, if you'll buy me two drinks. And, okay. And then you do it, and then they get the little blush look on their face. They're like, oh.
There you go. Great call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. All right. You can take control of the airwaves and connect with us on Skype as well. Username there is lrn.fm. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late.
before work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Tell us your tattoo horror stories. Or you can bring up whatever you want. Also, your comments are still welcome on the bureaucrats embezzling cash and then blowing it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Plus, we still didn't really get into detail on restitution. We kind of glossed over that. There's so much on the table. Of course, your calls come first. 855-450-FREE. Also, connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Mark has been doing a new feature during the week that I've been enjoying. It's the Bitcoin question of the day, because a lot of people have questions about Bitcoin. There's, you know, it's a new phenomenon, and as time goes on, and it seems to be getting more, they're getting more valuable as time goes on. It crossed over $27 today for one Bitcoin, $27 US. People are going to get more and more interested, and they're going to have a lot of questions to ask about it. And, you know, there is actually a question that is being asked on the Activist Post at activistpost.com. Could Amazon's new virtual currency rival Bitcoin? We'll answer that here in a moment. But Glenn is on the line first, listening in Ontario. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Bitcoin. I was wondering, I understand it basically relies on the internet. And,
yes.
My only concern, obviously, governments aren't going to be able to take it down and it can maybe hack. But my concern is, what happens if the government crashes? Because I know that there's definitely government involvement in the infrastructure maintaining the internet.
You're asking if the whole internet crashes or if just parts of it crash? I'm confused. Sorry.
Probably all of it.
Okay. Well, if there's no internet, then the Bitcoin is done for. So,
Yeah. Yep,
That would be the Achilles heel as far as the Bitcoin is concerned. But
so is PayPal and everything else.
Right. I mean, if the internet goes down, then
cards won't work.
Right. We're going to be thrown back to the 20th century real fast. So I don't think that the internet's going to go anywhere. I think that the geeks are really great at ensuring that the internet stays how it is and it stays as free as it is. And I put my trust in the geeks for that, and I appreciate them and all the hard work that they do.
I certainly do as well. But that kind of also makes me wonder, is it possible to have government or internet with, I know I hate that question because I think it's possible to have everything without government, but the internet as it is today,
would it be able to be maintained without government? I know that also, like domain name registration, you know, I'm just, these are not the normal questions that people wonder when it comes to government, but it's something that I was thinking of.
I don't know, you know, I don't think the government owns the internet backbones and the hardware. Those are owned by private corporations that are, as I understand.
True, but ICANN was created by a government entity.
Was it created by the government?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, ICANN is what I'm thinking about, because I know they essentially have a monopoly on domain name.
Yeah, they have a government-granted monopoly on the issuance of domain names.
Well, as I understand
it's still a private group.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the right person to answer really technical questions when it comes to the internet. I'm sure that there are people out there listening who could do a better job than me, but as I understand it, there are ways to have your own internet domain names. If you just change your DNS server to, you know, like, for instance, when you have an internet connection, I should start from the beginning here for people that don't know what we're talking about, you throwing around these terms. When you type in a website like freetalklive.com, your computer or your router queries the DNS, the domain name system or service or whatever, DNS provider that is, the DNS catalog or whatever that is provided by your internet ISP, your internet service provider. Now, you can change your DNS provider to whatever you want it to be. So here at the LRN.FM studios, we use OpenDNS. So in the router that we have here, I've changed the entries for the DNS from the default of the internet service provider to OpenDNS, because OpenDNS is arguably a better DNS. It is something that's not going to go down. So sometimes your local internet ISP DNS goes down, and if you type in a domain name, it won't resolve it. It won't take you there. It's not because the site's down. It's because you can't look it up in the internet phone book that your company provides to your computer, basically. So OpenDNS solves that problem, and it's supposedly faster, and if you mistype a domain name, it'll correct it for you and things like that. So that's why I chose to go with OpenDNS. But you could go with some other third-party DNS that is a separate index, and in there they could have a totally different website pointed to for freetalklive.com. So it's not impossible for there to be a completely separate DNS system.
Well, that's very reassuring.
Yeah, and also, I don't want to go out on a total limb here with Bitcoin, but I do know that like there are offline transactions that are possible with Bitcoin. You can do an offline transaction. It's just that at some point, they have to sync up online at some point. So you can do offline transactions.
Are you talking about with the physical Bitcoins?
Well, physical Bitcoins are a whole other conversation. I don't want to get into that.
There were those Bitcoin cards, I think, that premiered at Porkfest. I remember they were doing prototypes for.
Yeah.
That essentially self-charged and could create, like, a small local area network, I believe, to transfer wireless between them.
Yeah, exactly. So it is possible to transfer Bitcoins without the Internet, but, you know, in order for those to be useful in another way or later on, they do at some point have to be synced online. So what I'm trying to get at here is I think, and again, I'm not an expert. I have not studied the technical side of Bitcoin. But it sounds to me like if what you're suggesting might happen, and that is the government somehow shutting down the Internet, if that actually did happen and the Internet came back on at some point, all your Bitcoins would still be where you left them.
And from what I can imagine, then it wouldn't even have to be through the same service as long as the same computers are able to reconnect to each other, correct?
Yeah, I don't understand your question. It wouldn't be through the same service?
No. If, for example, the government has just shut down the Internet, I'm sure the market will provide some alternative. And as long as the computers are able to connect through each other through that new alternative, Bitcoin should still reconnect.
I would think so. Blockchain's not going to go anywhere. It is what it is. And the blockchain is something that every Bitcoin client, the standard Bitcoin client, has to download fully. And it is essentially all of the transactions that have ever occurred with Bitcoin. So all of that is there. That information's not going away. And as long as the Internet's available to connect all of those people that are running the software, it'll, you know, if the Internet's down for a month and comes back, your Bitcoin should be right where you left them, if that makes any sense.
Like I said, that is very interesting. And it makes sense that you could still do transactions offline, but it's just to get everything reconnected. I had one more question then before I left. I know you guys have a policy, and I understand it, obviously, with your syndicators about certain language coming through where you dump a call out of respect for your agreements with them, obviously, than the FCC. I was curious. I understand why you censored, but why do you actually drop that person's call as opposed to allowing them to continue?
Good question. The reason why is because the way dump machines work, first of all, it's some level of a punishment, like, hey, you screwed up, sorry, we got to get rid of your call, do it right next time, and we'll keep your call on. But also, it has to do with the way dump machines work. So, for instance, the way a dump machine works is it builds up a certain number of seconds of dumpable time when when the show segment starts. Yeah, exactly. So it kind of, when the show segment starts, if you listen very carefully, if you know what to listen for, you'll notice that the heavy metal music beds go a little slower than they normally do, about 10% slower than they normally do. That's because it's building up that that cache. And then once it reaches the number of seconds that you've chosen, then you can use that to dump out at any time. But if you hit that dump button and you leave the person on and they just finish saying the F-bomb and then they go into another profanity lace tirade, then the rest of the profanity will go straight on the air. You've got to make sure to get rid of that person. So, and some stations build up a lot of cash, so they'll have 40 seconds worth or something like that. So it just depends on the station. It depends on the setup for the dump box. And I hope that helped, Glenn. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But Amazon's got themselves a virtual currency coming out, according to Activist Post. And they ask, could it rival Bitcoin? I'm pretty skeptical. This is Free Talk, and I do like Amazon. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Whether it's tattoos or embezzlement on the behalf, or the part rather, of government bureaucrats and elected officials. Those are kind of two of the topics we've been discussing here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. And what does the FPP stand for, Daryl?
FPP is Free Press Publication.
It is your publishing company that you've been helping liberty-oriented authors like Davi Barker get published. What's Davi's book coming out next week?
Tuesday. The book will officially be available on Tuesday, February 19th.
And what is it?
That is Voluntary Islam and Other Essays. And he looks at basically libertarianism from an Islamic standpoint and Islam from a libertarian standpoint.
Yes.
And he actually looks at some of the modern events from the Tea Party to the Arab Spring and brings you a voluntarist perspective.
He also takes a look, I've been reading it in the LRN.fm
the
bathroom.
The Occupy movement.
I haven't gotten that far. I'm probably maybe a quarter of the way through the book, but one of the other things he does is he takes a look at some of the common misconceptions about Islam,
yes,
and then really kind of clears up a lot of that misinformation, because there's a lot of misinformation,
yes,
out there. Like people like Fox News just getting out there and just making ridiculous claims about what the Muslim religion is, and it's nonsense.
So, yeah.
And he goes into that, and there's a lot of really interesting stuff, like about how the city of Medina was operated back in the day, how liberty-oriented that it was, and how it was basically a kind of a stateless society, and there were different groups that had kind of non-aggression
pacts. Yeah, there were like four or five different governments, if you will.
Right. You could select your
government. Operated within the city, because there were the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims,
yep,
all living in the city, and they basically
and getting along
had their own governments. Plus, there were a couple of other pagan groups,
yep,
that had their sort of governing body.
But they weren't at each other's throats. They were
right,
getting along with one another, and it was really neat. It's a great book, Voluntary Islam, and how can people get it?
Via shop.fpp.cc. They could, the beginning Tuesday, get it on Amazon.
For free, right?
And the ebook will be free for the first 24 hours.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
The 19th.
And Amazon works off of Pacific time, so it will be 3 a.m. Eastern time before the book's available on the 19th for free.
So, that's fpp.cc.
Yes.
Go over there and check that out.
And anybody coming to Liberty Forum will have the chance to purchase a book from Davi and get it signed. There will be a limited number of copies available.
Excellent. So the Bitcoin, we were talking about it a moment ago. Guy called in with some questions, some good,
yes,
questions about Bitcoin. And ActivistPost.com has another question, and that is, could Amazon's new virtual currency rival Bitcoin? And when I saw that, I was kind of surprised. I saw that headline and took a little bit of a further look, and I don't think so. But let me give you the reasons why. Here's the story from Activist Post. Last week, Amazon announced a new way for customers to buy and sell goods on its massive online retail platform, a new virtual currency called Amazon Coins. Coming in May, Amazon Coins is a new virtual currency for purchasing apps, games, and in-app items on Kindle Fire. Amazon Coins is an easy way for Kindle Fire customers to spend money on developers' apps in the Amazon App Store, offering app and game developers another substantial opportunity to drive traffic, downloads, this is their press release, obviously, and increase monetization even further. Amazon will give customers tens of millions of dollars worth of Amazon Coins to use on developers' apps in the Amazon App Store. Apps and games must be submitted and approved, blah, blah, blah. Amazon calls the coins an important step to create the most complete end-to-end ecosystem for building, monetizing, and marketing their apps and games. The creation. Amazon will issue tens of millions into circulation for free. So they're just going to throw a bunch of money out at their customers and say, here you go, use our brand new digital currency. But ultimately, the value, according to this, is tied to the U.S. dollar. 1 U.S. cent per coin will be the value of these Amazon coins. So that right there, to me, says this is in no way, shape, or form going to be a competitor to Bitcoin, not only because it's tied to the U.S. dollar, but because it's only to be used with Amazon. This is no different than the Microsoft bucks or whatever it is they have on
Disney
their Xbox.
Disney dollars.
The Xbox has these Microsoft dollars or whatever they're called
that
you can spend on, downloadable games and things like that. They also have in-game currencies in a variety of massively multiplayer online role-playing games.
Right, and the article that I have is from MarketWatch, and it says that the virtual currencies swapped out on games such as Second Life and Farmville may one day escape into the real world. At the time of the launch of the iPhone 5, there was speculation that Apple would include a banking function and perhaps even a currency. An iCoin would, of course, be much the same as everyone else's money, except twice as expensive and really cool to look at.
Although the rollout, this is back to activistpost.com, although the rollout of Amazon coins will be limited to U.S. customers, it has the potential to become a legitimate international alternative currency. With over $50 billion a year in sales, Amazon is by far the largest online retailer, but it's unclear what Amazon plans to do with the coins. There have been several retail companies that have attempted incentive point systems to encourage loyalty at their platforms. There have also been a handful of virtual currencies to hit the internet, mostly in-game currencies to buy virtual upgrades. Yet, there has never been a retailer to offer its own true currency to buy real goods, let alone one as dominant as Amazon. But it doesn't sound to me as though they're planning on letting you spend this on real goods. It says here that, in their press release, that you will be able to buy apps from their app store. That's not a real good. It's just ones and zeros that can be copied a zillion times with no loss to the original product.
People are currently paying dollars for.
No, that's true. I'm not saying they're not real. They're just not physical. Like, you're not going to be able to go on Amazon and spend these coins on anything physical.
Copies of a book.
Absolutely. So, and maybe they will end up changing the rules to where you will be able to do that with them. But even so, the idea that they would somehow be utilized outside of Amazon is ridiculous. I mean, the competitors to Amazon aren't going to take Amazon's currency.
Right. And apparently Google has rolled out something called G-Dollars.
Have they now?
This, according to this article from MarketWatch.
What would they be used for, does it say?
It doesn't say. It just mentions that virtual currencies need a major company to make them universally acceptable. Amazon may be the one.
I disagree.
Or it could be iCoin or G-Dollars from Google.
I totally disagree.
Currency that we haven't heard of.
Totally disagree. I think that a big company could really give a boost to an internet currency. So if Walmart or Amazon were to accept Bitcoin, that would be a huge legitimizing factor.
Apparently Reddit is now accepting Bitcoin.
That's excellent news. But just to have, some company issue its own currency and expect that's going to in any way make a dent in the alternative currency world, I think that's pretty optimistic. But back to the Activist Post story here. They have there have been several retail companies that have offered these loyalty systems. They have not specified, Amazon has not specified how users will earn these coins or how their value will be determined. And for this beta rollout, Amazon has been vague, saying it's giving away tens of millions of dollars worth of coins to its customers, and the value of each coin will be arbitrarily set at 1 cent. Currently, the most popular internet-wide virtual currency is Bitcoin. Their appeal is they're not controlled by a central authority. They allow for anonymous transactions, thus it's nearly impossible to tax. They can be exchanged for any currency, and the supply is regulated by a complex algorithm that will ultimately result in higher values. However, as popular as it has become, and I don't think that's true, there's no guarantee that Bitcoin is going to go higher. But it is going higher. That much is the case. However, as popular as it has become, Bitcoin is still not accepted for many retail goods. Well, yeah, but it's only been around for a couple, 3 years.
Right.
So
there's, three places just here in Keene that will accept Bitcoins now?
That we know of. Right. We just started the Keene Bitcoin Network a couple of weeks ago. There's one guy in downtown. He runs a hair salon, Motosuo Hair Salon. He's willing to give haircuts for Bitcoins. Another lady is offering cleaning services for Bitcoins. And then Lauren and Jim, who are some of the company activists up here, they're willing to rent a room for Bitcoins. So, Bitcoin's just barely getting started. This article claims that Amazon's got the upper hand in the area of, possibly
using name recognition,
using their currency for physical products, but it will never go outside of Amazon. 855, 450 free. Your Disney bucks don't buy crap outside of Disney World. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.